You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
As we go through our WNBA draft capsules, this is David Siegel, and I'm pleased to have on the phone with me right now a member of the Australian Opals and a WNBA legend at this point, a member of the San Antonio Silver Stars now, Tully Bevilacqua joins me. Tully, how are you today?
Matey, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic, especially when I get to talk to somebody like you who is so much fun to watch play and just such a great personality. Love talking to people like you, Tully.
It's a lot of fun still being able to play the game, so you know it's a win-win for both. But it's a great sport, and I'm so looking forward to the draft coming up.
Well, let's talk about that draft. The reason that I have Tully with me today is we're going to talk about Elizabeth Cambage. There's not too many people around in the States right now that know too much about Liz's game, and Tully has been both a teammate and an opponent in the last 12 months of Liz. So what better person to go to than Tully? Tully, first, let's talk about Liz's game and the improvement that she's had in the last year or so.
Oh, I mean, it's just been huge. When I first started training with what we call a Lizzie, you know, in Australia, so I'll refer to her to her, Lizzie, throughout this. So when I first went to a training camp with her prior to the World Championships, you know, she was just finding herself in terms of playing at that top level and, you know, getting some great experience against the other Australian players. And then when you saw her at the World Championships, you know, a good 6 months later, the improvement was just outstanding. And here she was now playing against the best players in the world at the age of 18 back then, and she's still got so much more to improve on. But I mean, when you come into the WNBA at the age of 19 that she is now, having already had that international experience, and yet still have a lot more to improve on, I mean, whoever picks her up will get good value out of her.
Well, what would you say the strongest part of her game is right now? Is it on the defensive end? Is it offensive, rebounding?
Well, I think definitely, being a defensive blocker on the defensive end, being able to alternate player shots. I mean, she's got just a great, I mean, she's 6'8", I think it is. So, you know, just having that extra reach to put players out of their natural shooting technique is a huge plus. But, you know, she also is, you know, doing great on the offensive end. You know, just little short jump shots as well as post moves. I think it's very hard to defend someone at 6'8" anyway. So, you know, she's kind of like lethal all around the court. She's actually also, you know, improving her 3-point shot as well. So, you know, maybe we'll see Elizabeth being kind of like one of those all around players. But at this stage, definitely her strengths are going to be her inside post play, her rebounding, and her shot blocking.
One of the things that, you know, when I saw her a couple of times, I saw her in July at that first WNBA All-Star Game scrimmage, then in September in Hartford, and then finally in the World Championships, I was amazed at the conditioning improvement. Now, in the first game, she could barely go 5 minutes without eating a blow. Now, this winter, you know, did that progress continue playing in the Aussie League, playing for Baleen?
Most definitely, and she's just come off a high of winning the WNBL, which is the Australian League Grand Final, or the championship, and she also was named MVP of the league. So, I mean, her conditioning has well and truly improved. I mean, you know, when you're running up and down the court, you know, with her size, it is hard work, but she's been playing big minutes. So, you know, I think she'll be fine coming into the WNBA and being a contributor, you know, with her minutes on the court. I mean, it was a huge adjustment, I think, for her at the very beginning, playing, obviously, for Australia at that level. And it's a huge jump when you go from, obviously, playing in the Australian WNBL League, then all of a sudden you're on that international scene against the best players in the world. And I think it took a little while for her to find her legs. But with every game, with every training session, you could see that improvement. And, you know, she's just going to be a valuable asset.
The last thing that I wanted to ask you about is, now, one of the things, assuming that she in fact goes to Tulsa, like everybody's assuming, she'll be called on for a team that is going to be looking for an identity and maybe not so much a face of the franchise, but somebody that's going to definitely be front and center in marketing campaigns and that type of thing. She, as you mentioned, she's 19 now. Is she got the personality? Is she ready to go out and show everybody what type of person she is? She seems to be, you know, a very outgoing and fun type of kid.
She, you know, you did. You hit the nail on the head just there. She's a real bubbly, just a happy-go-lucky, as us Aussies are, you know, type of person. And, you know, I think she'll thrive in that capacity as being someone who can be used as the face of a team. You know, she makes, you know, she just has fun whatever she's doing. That's Elizabeth Cambridge. And, you know, you do have to remember, so she is still a kid. And, you know, she's doing so much more beyond her years right now. But she's taken it all in her stride. And, I think she'll be great for whatever team in terms of using her in that capacity.
You're looking forward to playing against her?
Never. But you know what? It's always good fun. I mean, I did go back and play in the Australian League this past summer back home as well. And, you know, it's always fun. You have a little jibe at each other on the court. But, you know, when that ball's in play, you get down to business. And she did send a few of my shots back down my throat. But I just give her a pat on the back and have a good laugh. But, it's just exciting for me to say that I finished my Australian career with her just starting. So it's going to be exciting for me just to watch her progress and also just even be a mentor to her as well as she progresses through the senior ranks.
Well, Tully, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule in the off season to talk with me today. I hope you enjoy getting ready, and we'll get ready to see who San Antonio comes up with to join you on the team this year, and we'll talk again soon.
I will definitely be glued to the screen. I mean, it would be just a miracle if she were to obviously end up in San Antonio along with me, but I'll hold out some slim hope for that.
Thanks again.
Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye.